One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
on the radio.
Oh.
Wait, what did you say?
In the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn. Yours is better.
But, well, are we going to be able to release? Do they have internet in the Caribbean?
Yeah. No, our Airbnb has Wi-Fi.
Thank God.
I know, right?
I should have looked at that detail before saying, this place looks good.
It has Wi-Fi and it has air conditioning.
So we'll be able to release this episode from
Martinique.
So, hey, everyone in New England. Sorry, it's cold.
It's cold and it's terrible where you are, and it's not where we are.
Yeah, probably not just New England. Most places.
Yeah, and by this time in our trip, Monday, we have probably had too much rum.
Probably.
All the coconuts.
Yep.
Maybe food poisoning?
Most likely.
Definitely Zika.
100%.
100% Zika.
And also, I don't know if... Did I tell you about the largest volcanic disaster like in modern history happened on Martinique?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm not sure whether the volcano's dormant or not.
I'm sure it's fine.
It was like 1902, I want to say.
Okay.
Like 33,000 people had to be evacuated from the area.
Whoa. There are that many people on Martinique?
Well, I think like that island and the surrounding
islands. Oh, sure. Yeah. So
that's what we have to look forward to.
Great. We're simultaneously looking forward to it and also telling people we're already there.
Recording podcasts in advance is a real, like, trip on the mind.
It's a mind bender, guys. How are we doing it?
Woo! Wibbly wobbly.
Okay, but what's our podcast about? What's a song salad?
Oh, it's called Song Salad.
Yeah.
And a song salad is a random topic we get from Wikipedia.com plus a random genre of music from MoodFuse.com. And we combine them to create an amazing, life-changing song.
Unless it's last week's song.
Unless it's last week. Hey, everyone gets a free pass. That was our free pass episode.
Oh, made me laugh, though.
And I like that episode was like, hey, we have a lot of new listeners. Like, welcome to the show. And then we gave them that.
And then here's Scott blowing into a flute, sort of. And then wailing on his practice chanter. And
It showed my college degree in music composition pretty well.
Yeah, and mine in writing. Normally, we actually write a song, so let's do that this week.
Let's do that this week. And let's get our genre from Mood Fuse with the salad spinner. The last salad spinner suggestion from Nubia Torres at Nubia81.
Donald Duck singing Lionel Richie songs.
Can you do a good Donald Duck?
No. Does that surprise you?
No.
Yeah, definitely no.
I've never tried, I don't think.
My grandpa, my poppy, used to do what he called a Donald Duck impression, but it really wasn't a Donald Duck impression. It was just him kind of like making gurgly noises with his mouth, and he like couldn't say anything in the impression. He would just make the noise. But we still loved it.
That's probably going to be similar to what we're going to make.
Yep.
So.
Because I have also never even attempted this. So.
You want me to go first?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
Quack. Quack. Three times a lady.
No. Definitely no. Oh boy.
I just did a quick Google to see if Three Times a Lady was really written by Lionel Richie.
It really was.
Yeah, he wrote it, but it was performed by the Commodores.
Yeah. Huh.
It counts. How was my flawless Donald Duck?
Sure.
Yes. Rather. Y'all. It's lounge time.
Music.
Oh, this is perfect.
Lounge music. Lounge music is a type of easy listening music popular in the 1950s and 60s. It may be meant to evoke in the listeners the feeling of being in a place, usually with a tranquil theme, such as a jungle, an island paradise, or outer space.
I mean, I guess that's kind of true.
Wait, is it though?
Yeah. Like, a lot of the lyrics are about, like, being in on vacation in the jungle.
Fly me to the moon.
Yeah, that too.
Let me play.
That's probably the one outer space
okay,
one.
Because usually if you're going to outer space, you are super stressed out. Like, well, there's nothing relaxing about being in space. Didn't
unless
you see
you're
the
listening
Martian?
To lounge music
I guess
while you
so.
Do it. The range of lounge music encompasses beautiful music in...
Oh, beautiful music. That's like a thing. That is a hyperlink.
Wait, what? Okay.
Click on beautiful music after this.
It says beautiful music influenced instrumentals, modern electronica with chill out and down tempo influences, while remaining thematically focused on its retro space age cultural elements.
Yeah.
The earliest type of lounge music appeared during the 1920s and 1930s and was known as light music. These days, the term lounge music may also be used to describe the types of music played in hotels, the lounge, the bar, casinos, several restaurants, and at piano bars. Okay. Why several restaurants?
I don't know.
Well, we have to talk about lounge singers.
Yeah, definitely.
And this is probably what most people think of when they think of lounge music.
Yeah.
Swingin' music of this era is considered lounge and considered a schmaltzy continuation of the swing jazz era of the 1930s and 40s, but with more of an emphasis on the vocalist. The legendary Rat Pack of Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr., along with similar artists such as Bobby Darin, Jackie Gleason, Wayne Newton, Louis Prima, Sonny King, and Sam...
Butera.
I've never heard of Sam Butera. Sam Butera
have.
Are notable examples. The music of Burt Bacharach yes. was soon featured as part of many lounge singers' repertoires. Such singers performed mainly at featured lounges in Las Vegas casinos. Documented pioneers of the Vegas lounge scene, the Mary Kay Trio, were first on the scene in the early 1950s.
Wait, will you click on beautiful music now? I want to find out what that is.
It's easy listening?
It's sometimes abbreviated as BM.
Oh. I'm going to go create some BM.
Oh, boy. It's a mostly instrumental music format that was prominent in the American radio from the 60s through the 80s. Easy listening, light music, mood music, muzak, and elevator music.
But we'll focus on the vocal type
yeah,
of lounge
definitely.
Music.
Definitely.
Should we get an example?
Yeah, let's get an example.
Let's do Fly Me to the Moon.
I mean, I did already do it, but...
Yeah. I mean, we basically don't need to do it, but...
Yeah, I mean, like, if you want to hear Frank's version, I guess that's fine.
Here is Fly Me to the Moon, as sung by Frank Sinatra.
Old Blue Eyes.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
Should we get our topic?
Yeah, let's move right along. Let's get the topic.
It's your turn to sing a Lionel Richie song as Donald Duck.
I know. This is going to be very bad. There's only one Lionel Richie song I actually... No, I mean, I think I know a couple. Okay, I'm going to do... I'm only going to be able to do like one line of it, though.
Do it.
Oh, in case you can't tell, that was the lyric, hello, is it me you're looking for?
From... It's not. I'm not looking for you with that voice.
No, go away. Get a bat. Hit it. Kill it with fire.
We have our topic.
Yeah. Children Township, Lake of the Woods County, Minnesota.
So, Children Township is a township in Lake of the Woods County in Minnesota, and the population was 197 at the 2000 census.
179, and Scott's dyslexic.
179.
No shame in being dyslexic.
At the 0200 census.
in the year two.
And this is an entire county, not just a town.
Yeah.
An entire county only has 179 people in it.
It's like the one... Wait, is it the one? Is it that? Is it the red thing?
I would assume in the map that's on the screen right now, the one county highlighted in red is the one.
What's the purple one then?
That's water.
There's a tiny little bit of what? Is that a Great Lake?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Wisconsin. Oh, I see. Okay. So it's the one that's at the very, very top of Minnesota and it sticks up kind of like a little nubbin into Canada.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's not Canada, but like it's the closest thing into Canada,
right?
Yeah. And I wonder why they didn't update it for the 2010 census,
because I mean, we can do some research and see if it's listed in the 2010 census.
Yeah, we probably can. So I think the demographics of this county really speak to us. They really represent us. As of the 2000 census, the racial makeup of the township was 98.88% white and 1.12% from two or more races.
That's crazy.
So I think if you think about 179 people, that's two people, right? That were not white people? There were 67 households, out of which 37% had kids, 64% were married couples, 1.5% had a female householder with no husband, 31% were non-families, and 30% were made up of individuals. Oh, and 10% had someone living alone who was 65 years of age or older. Oh, the median income for a household in the township was $25,000, and the median income for a family was $17,000.
Jeez.
Whoa, look at this. Males had a median income of $30,156 versus $36,250 for females.
Huh.
That's like the only place in America where the wage gap is reversed, apparently.
That's so weird.
That is weird. I wonder if there was like a hospital there or something where there'd be like a lot of teachers and nurses and other
it's possible.
Professions that are heavily female dominated.
So there were more men, but the women were making more money.
So this also, this Children Township article also says that there was an Indian reservation in this county. So I'm guessing that the Indian reservation is not counted in the population of this county, yeah?
How does the census deal with Native American populations?
I think they I think they're like considered their own. I mean, we could try to find out. Want to click on Red Lake Indian Reservation? Oh, this county also has ghost towns.
So it looks like the Red Lake Indian Reservation has parts in 9 different counties in northwestern Minnesota.
It's big.
So part of it is in Children.
Okay.
I want to look up the 2010 census.
Yeah. Let's figure out how many people died and how many people were born. Okay, we did find updated numbers for the 2010 census.
Guess what? People had babies.
Or moved there.
Fine.
Yeah. There are now 182 people who live in Children Township.
Why is there no record for 1990?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
All right, that's so, getting into the weeds with Children Township.
Yeah. So there are two ghost towns in Children Township, Lude and Pitt.
Yeah, ghost town is not as exciting as we wanted.
I mean, this is kind of hilarious. The only building visible by public road in Pitt is a boarded up general store advertising, quote, knives and wild rice, end quote, that closed in the 1990s.
Yeah, the 1990s was a tough time for knives and wild rice stores.
Uncle Ben closed down all those wild rice stores. Big Uncle Ben.
Big Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
Ugh. Mm. All right.
Okay.
So we need to write a lounge song about Children Township in Children Lake of the Woods County in Minnesota.
Lake of the Woods reminds me of Hen of the Woods mushrooms.
Yes, it does.
Which are delicious.
I'll take your word for it. So a lot of what we were saying earlier was wrong when we kept saying, like, there's only 179 people in this whole county.
No.
That's wrong.
It's the township.
It's just the township.
We didn't read the title right, guys. Yeah.
So, hey, you try to host this show.
Surprise, surprise. We didn't read the title right.
Edutainment, emphasis on the tainment.
Oh, dude, is this our new tagline?
That's this week's tagline.
Edutainment, emphasis on the tainment. So we'll get back to rate, review, subscribe, don't sue at some
another
point.
Time. Yeah. Yeah. We'll bring it back around.
All right.
All right. So I'm going to get a couple more examples of lounge songs our listeners may be familiar with and put together a band and maybe a persona of this lounge singer.
Oh, my God, please.
Lounge singers all have, you know, very unique qualities about them, which makes them, you know, gives them their fan base.
They were all drunk.
Yeah. I could drink a beer.
You could drink a beer. You could. No, you have to get yourself like an old fashioned or something.
All right. I'll get a scotch.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How about that?
Oh, that's perfect. A scotch.
I'll get a scotch and then I'll come up with a character.
Awesome. We definitely need to give you like some kind of like old Italian name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll think of something good.
Yes. Oh, I'm so happy. Okay. And I'm going to start keep researching the Chilgren Township, see if it, maybe I can find some pictures.
I like your little Freudian slip there. You're like, I'm going to start keep researching.
Well, I mean, we have technically started.
Yeah.
But.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Hoo boy.
Hoo boy.
We have lots to discuss.
Yeah. I have a little bit to discuss, so then you can go.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. So, as you may know or could have guessed, Bossa Nova had a big influence on lounge music. And Bossa Nova is a Brazilian musical genre. And it was popularized at the same time that lounge music was in the 50s and 60s. In Portuguese, the words Bossa Nova literally means new trend. I don't know. I think the best part about it is that the term Bossa Nova was coined by a journalist named Moises Fux. I'm not kidding. His name was Moises Fuks.
I hope it was really pronounced that way.
I hope so, too. But it was Portuguese, so it didn't mean the same thing.
Sure. I love that.
The lyrical themes in Bossa Nova are, I think, also representative of the themes in lounge music, and tell me if you think this is right, with one exception. So women, love,
yep,
longing, uh-huh, homesickness.
I mean, you could say that for songs that talk about a specific place.
Yeah, so there are a lot of place songs in lounge music.
Yeah.
Think about New York, New York.
Mm-hmm. Chicago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're like love songs about a place.
Yeah.
And then Bossa Nova also dealt with nature, which I do not think lounge. Unless you count like Fly Me to the Moon, which I don't think that counts as nature.
No, I would say the only thing that might be nature related would be like songs about the spring. But that's usually like about,
it's about
love.
It's just a metaphor for love. And then another thing that I thought was also applicable to lounge music is that Bossa Nova was most often apolitical.
Yeah. I think that's true.
Yeah, I think it's
you don't want to ruffle any feathers.
Yeah, this is an entertainment form.
Definitely.
People aren't saying a lot of big ideas with lounge music.
No.
Which is why we're so excited to do it.
Well, you mentioned Bossa Nova.
Yes.
One of the more famous Bossa Nova lounge songs is The Girl from Ipanema,
mm-hmm,
which is definitely on the spectrum of elevator lounge music.
Yeah.
And some other songs you may be familiar with in that kind of a category is like Night and Day, or basically any song that you would imagine hearing when you like press the demo on a Casio keyboard. Like Billy Joel's Just the Way You Are has kind of become that kind of a song, you know? That's Girl from Ipanema.
Yeah, it's because it can just be in the background and you don't notice.
Right, we barely even notice.
Yeah, you're just inured to it.
I also looked up the origins of the term lounge lizard.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fun.
Do you remember on Rocco's Modern Life, there was a lounge singer and he was a lizard?
Yes. So there are two possible origins for the term lounge lizard. which we don't know which is first, but whatever. It could either mean a kind of lascivious man that tries to pick up women in a lounge.
Sounds right.
Like while this music's being played. Or it could have the connotation of like a pejorative term about the singer.
Mm.
And that the singer has sort of like gone the way of the past, like gone to be a dinosaur. And he's a lounge lizard in that way.
Interesting. I'm not sure which one I like better.
Yeah.
Something else I learned about Children County, Children Township. In Lake of the Woods County.
We really want it to be a county.
I know, I do. It's a perfect square.
Okay.
It's a perfect square that is perfectly...
Oh, it is. The map is super weird.
It is literally a perfect square. And it is perfectly bisected in half. That's what bisected means. Sorry for the redundancy.
Thank you.
It is perfectly bisected horizontally by County Road 8 Northwest. And that's like kind of the extent to the major roads that are anywhere near this place. We have fortunately stumbled upon a little establishment.
I really like this.
Right outside of Children Township on 94th Ave Northwest. It's like just a hop, skip, and a jump away from the southwest corner of Children Township. And it's called the Nighthawk Bar and Grill.
Oh, yes.
N-I-T-E. And
I
think that whoever Scott ends up being today
right.
will be a regular at the Nighthawk Bar and Grill.
It is my stage
also,
that I perform upon.
I would like it to be known that when I clicked on Nighthawk Bar and Grill, the Google Earth that came up is a field. Like, there's nothing here, guys. There's a tiny smattering of houses. Not a whole heck of a lot
Not much going on, except for every Thursday night at the Nighthawk Bar.
Oh, was it Thursday? Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah, I think Thursday works.
All right, every Thursday at the Nighthawk Bar and Grill.
I do have my scotch, by
and
the way.
I'm not kidding. That's literally, like, Scott, verify it. I am zoomed pretty far out, and there's nothing else on
there's
the map
nothing
except
it.
For the Nighthawk Bar and Grill.
There's not. Does the Nighthawk Bar and Grill have a website?
No.
Oh, okay. Just wondering.
Of course they don't.
I wish it did. Maybe we can make it one.
It's a field.
I had two other things I wanted to say about lounge music before we dive into creating this character of mine.
Yes.
First of all, the band that usually accompanies lounge singers is a typical big band, which is made of saxophones, trumpets, trombones, a rhythm section consisting of piano, bass, guitar, and drums. And then a lot of times with these kinds of singers, you also hear strings and sometimes woodwinds like flutes on their recordings.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what kind of a mood I'm in. But I think the more synthetic I can make it sound to make it sort of like a karaoke track, the better.
Yeah, especially for Nighthawk Bar and Grill.
Right.
You're really jingling those ice cubes,
I just
huh?
I want everyone to get in the spirit.
Scott does have one giant square ice cube, the shape of Children Township.
That's true.
In his drink of scotch.
I do prefer my scotch on the rocks. No judgment. Don't say anything on Twitter.
Who would say something about people judge?
Stephen Stallings. last thing I wanted to say is that if you have not heard of this group, you should definitely check them out. Have you heard of Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine?
Yes. Yes, I
They're
have.
They're amazing. I forgot about them until I was looking at the Wikipedia article. But in the early 2000s, this group, Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine, took metal songs and hip-hop songs and a lot of profane songs and did lounge-style covers of them, which are fantastic. So if you've never heard them, check those out.
One last thing about Children Township, the southwest corner of the township, there's a road that runs like basically into the corner, and the whole road is called Mom's Way.
Oh. Like, I did it Mom's Way.
Getting into character.
Speaking of character.
Yeah.
I'm a singer in Children Township, Minnesota, at the Nighthawk Bar and Grill. I did look up the main like ethnic groups in Minnesota, specifically Germans, Swedes, Norwegians, Danes, etc. So I think I should be some kind of like Scandinavian.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
But probably not, you know, probably like a couple generations in.
Oh, definitely. Like, you are Midwestern AF. Like, yeah. Like faux show. Yeah.
So what would my name be?
So, like, your last name would probably be something like Svensson or, like,
Svensson,
Gustafsson,
Johnson, Jensen.
Or something. But I think...
Jorgensen.
I think your first name could be something a little more, like, Americanized.
Like, Kevin. Kevin Jorgensen.
Wait, what's a good, like, just a solid, like, bread basket name?
Derek.
No, what's like a
Mitch? No. I apologize to anyone who has these names.
Hold on. I'm gonna do like a search, like a baby name database search for most popular names in Minnesota.
In what year?
How old would you be?
Oh, probably like 46.
Perfect. Okay, so that's how 19.
Oh,
don't
that's
make
good.
Me do math live.
1978.
1978. All right.
Let's wait. 1970.
No, eight. Wait, eight. Eight is right.
That's right.
Right?
For 46?
You get your calculator.
1971.
What?
Yeah, it's 2017.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
Oh, perfect.
God bless you, Social Security Administration, because you can search, you can slice and dice this data any way you really want. You can select a state, you can select a birth year, you can select top five names by state for the, it's awesome. Okay, so let's get Minnesota. It's gonna be something boring. Take a look at the, browse the top 10.
Well, Scott's on there.
Scott is on there. It's okay, here's the top 10 male names.
I really like number 7.
I like I was actually thinking that.
All right, read top 10.
Okay. Michael, Jason, David, Scott, Christopher, John, Chad, Robert, James, and Brian.
And number 7 is Chad. And Shannon just looked up some last names.
The most common Swedish surnames.
And one of them is Nilsson. Spelled differently, but Nilsson is my mother's maiden name.
And now you know everything you need to know to get Scott's banking information.
Might be a security question. But it's spelled differently. I won't tell you how it's spelled. I mean, Chad Nilsson is pretty good.
Chad Nilsson is very funny. I don't think there's anything better.
Let's Olufsen? Do it. Let's go with Chad Nilsson.
Yeah.
Because it also doesn't sound like a stage name
no,
at all.
Not
it's not
at
Frank
all.
Sinatra.
Yeah.
You know, it's Chad Nilsson.
Chad Nilsson.
All right. I'm Chad Nilsson, the 46-year-old Swedish American
lounge singer at the Nighthawk Bar and Grill
in Chilgrin Township,
just outside Chilgrin Township.
You gotta cross the county line.
Yeah,
well, the township line.
What a wild night.
Come down to Mom Street.
Come down Mom's Way.
Come down Mom's Way. Check out my show every Thursday at 7:15.
It's not even late. It's a sensible after-dinner show.
No covers, $1 Buds and Bud Lights.
50-cent tacos.
30-cent wings.
Caliente. All right. Are we going to write this song?
Let's write this song.
All right, let's write this song. Okay, I have lyrics.
I've rarely been more excited than I am now to hear your
yeah,
lyrics.
What Chad Nilsson is going to be crooning.
Oh, man.
Yes.
What's Chad Nilsson's go-to song to open his set at the Nighthawk Bar and Grill on a Thursday night at 7:15?
Yeah, yeah. So he does, I've written you some lovely patter.
Oh, I can't wait to read that.
That too. Incorporates some local businesses. And I just thought that he would be looking out into the crowd and seeing a lot of familiar faces,
yeah,
from Chilgrin Township,
right?
And he would sing them a song that that they could relate to.
Okay.
So here's the love song that I wrote for Chad Nilsson.
Go ahead.
Okay. Not a lot of folks have got those eyes that make you wish, and many dolls give me the crawls with their tater tot hot dish.
What?
It's a traditional Minnesotan food.
Of course
it is. It's a casserole that's topped with tater tots.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, I don't know.
Hot dish.
It has Spam in it, too.
Oh, great.
But you're a special lady, and not just because you're here. Though that is important. Not just proximity. It's clear. Yes, you could be from anywhere, anywhere in the square. La-di-da-di. Anywhere, anywhere in the square. And I'd be happy. Anywhere, anywhere in the square. La-di-da-di. Anywhere, anywhere in the square. I'll make you happy.
Anywhere in the square.
Because Chilgren Township's a perfect square.
It's an actual square. It's an actual square. And that's definitely the title. Anywhere in the square.
Anywhere in the square, yes.
Yeah, that's so good.
So, it's not just because she's at the bar. It's because she's from Chilgren Township.
And so it's a love letter to the girl and the place.
Yes, definitely. And it's definitely not only because the odds are good, but the goods are odd when there's only 182 people there.
Well, someone did have babies or moved there.
Yep. You think you can do it? Well, let's hear your Minnesotan accent.
Well, that's going to be tough. Isn't it the Bobby's World mom? Like, don't you know?
Oh, don't you know?
Oh, don't you know? We'll see how many words I can do in it that aren't don't you and no.
It'll be very interesting to if you slip in and out of it.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that.
You just gotta channel your inner Bobby's World.
Right.
It's like you're from Chicago.
Keep it wide.
Yeah, keep it wide.
Just keep it wide.
Who needs those vowels? Those pesky vowels?
Eat your hot dish.
Eat your tater tots.
Stop horsing around and eat your hot dish. No, that was bad.
What was that?
That was like Richard Dreyfuss does Minnesota
accent. So that's what I was afraid of. I was afraid you were going to lapse into Richard Dreyfuss when you try to do Minnesota.
Today's the day I get down on my luck. Hot dish. Great. Well, Chad is ready. He's almost done with his scotch.
He is almost done with his scotch.
And I've got my music pretty much ready to go. And I wanted to say, disclaimer, I'm intentionally making this sound like a Bossa Nova Lounge karaoke track that Chad would have in the background. I doubt he has live musicians at his disposal.
No, not at the Nighthawk Bar and Grill.
No.
I do not think so.
And I want to say that I love Frank Sinatra and that like golden age kind of music. And this is not me trying to write a real song like that.
It's always good when you go in with lots of excuses and disclaimers.
This is intentionally elevatory, if that makes sense. And maybe some other day we'll write a like straight up big band like Vegas showstopper. That day is not today.
That day is not today. Today we are in Chilgren Township, Minnesota.
Anywhere in the square.
Anywhere in the square.
Should we just do it?
Let's do it. All right. This is Anywhere in the Square.
A lounge song.
As sung by Chad Nilsson.
Don't you know?
By Shannon and Scott.
What a beautiful night at the Nighthawk Bar and Grill. Just a stone's throw from scenic Chilgren Township. I see some of you are on a 4-hour bus trip down from Zippel Bay Resort for a brief and sensible night of fancy and fun, so we're happy to have you here. The show tonight is brought to you by Jeff's Isominiums, the best sleeper shacks and shanty rentals for all your ice fishing needs on Lake of the Woods, don't you know? I see a lot of local lovers out there in the audience tonight, so to you native lovebirds I say, here's to you. Not a lot of folks have got those eyes that make you wish. And many dolls give me the crawls with their tater tot hot dish. But you're a special lady, and not just because you're here. Though that is important, not just proximity, it's clear. Yes, you could be from anywhere, anywhere in the square. La-di-da-dee. Anywhere, anywhere in the square, and I'd be happy. anywhere. Anywhere in the square, I'll make you happy, don't you know? Tip Jerry, he works really hard. Oh, Lindsay's in college now. I'll give you her dorm address if you want to send her a care package.
That was real good, don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
I think Chad is in for a long and storied career and a place in history in Children Township.
Just a stone's throw from Children Township, don't you know?
Good for Lindsay getting into college. State school.
Good for her. She got like a half scholarship. A whole half scholarship.
To the animal husbandry program.
She was such a 4-H star. She really was. Oh, goodness.
I think Chad, I like Chad.
Chad
Nielsen. What a good guy. I would like it if Chad came back every once in a while.
Oh, Chad.
Oh, Chad.
I mean, a lot of people are afraid to share their talents, but
not
Chad.
Chad
gets right up there. Not Chad.
Do not hide your light under a bushel, Chad Nielsen. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. And if you like the light that we have not hidden under a bushel, bad segue. Bad segue.
We aren't afraid to share our abilities.
Air quotes abilities. You can follow us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. We're at Song Salad Cast on Twitter. We're Song Salad Podcast on Facebook. All of our social and links to subscribe on iTunes are at songsaladpodcast.com. If you give us a review on iTunes, we will give you a shout out for being so nice and so cool. It helps people find the podcast.
And if you want to send us salad spinner suggestions, we are in the market. Tweet them at us. Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're Chad Nielsen.
Scott, don't you know?
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Chad Nielsen is just two people in a trench coat.
Chad Nielsen is just Shannon and Scott in a trench coat. Just stacked up on top of each
One,
other.
Two, three.
Like anywhere cans in the pantry.
Like cans in the pantry. I'm gonna go create some BM.
Caliente.
Chicago.
Oh, oh, oh.
Who boy?
No.
People had babies.
Pretty far out.
Oh.
Y'all.
Oh, yes.
What?
Who knows?
Who knows?
Woo. Wibbly wobbly. Quack.
Twerks. Yes.
That's true. You're the tater tot to my hot dish.
Aw, thanks, Bill. That's creepy.